views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you on Facebook, just give me a minute. I'm trying to get dressed here. Because
Really? One of these kind of shows today, huh? All right. Woo.
I'm just trying to get myself like and then the scarf, that doesn't go because the scarf went with the jeans jacket. But I saw that Tracy was here today with me and we're in the pink. That's it. We're doing the pink thing. Yay. We're ready now. Benny just made the quick clothing switch.
Yeah,
that's a first for us, isn't it?
I saw everything. Fantastic.
Oh, my God. 15 years. That's a first. Wow. You see, you can always change. I am absolutely a representation of the fact that you're never too old to change a thing, right? Get your thing on. Tracy Clark joining me here today. Go from unhealthy and unhappy to healthy and happy. Yeah. So like unhealthy, unhappy, I want to say that usually those two things hang out together. They are like almost like twinsies, right? So, you know, that's kind of like when you think about that, that's like chocolate chip ice cream with chocolate chips in the ice cream and they hang out together. So if you're going to get chocolate chip ice cream, what you're getting is you're getting ice cream, but you're also getting chocolate chips. Now, what I want to say about that is, I don't know what that relationship has to do with unhealthy and happy, but I'll tell you one thing, right, Tracy? When you are unhealthy and you are unhappy, it is not good, is it?
Oh my gosh. No, you know, that was me for most of my life, right? Being born unhealthy and then unhappy came together. And it's funny how the frequencies of the body, when they're unhappy and unhealthy, just keep bringing you more of it. You don't even realize that you're attracting more of it and more of it because you get into this frequency and this vibe. And then all of a sudden people, like, they come to me and they're like, why am I so unhappy? And I said, well, that's why you're sick, because my body, and we all know this, right? When we're not happy or we don't know how to be happy, which is a different for everybody, as you know, but when we don't know how to be happy, or we have these challenges or things that come up, eventually, if you're not paying attention, your body gets sick and says, hello, you haven't like paid attention to the problem. So now I'm going to force you to pay attention. So now you have both. And I like how you say that. It's so true. They do go together. They're like best friends. And then they're like married to you.
They are best friends. But today, you know, one of the things we're going to do today, which I'm really super excited about, we're going to kind of tease them apart. And the reason we have to tease them apart, because for us to really understand sometimes what the interrelationship is, we have to understand what the thing is. And for those of you out there, you know, what I love about being able to have these shows with Tracy is that this is about how you live your extraordinary life. Now, Tracy Clark is somebody that coaches, mentors, teaches people all over the world. She has a mega community of people that she works with. So what she does is she looks at life from her own experiences and then creates ways to help individuals either avoid what she and I have gone through, or if you're in the middle of the soup, how to turn that soup into something yummy. And that she does through the body regeneration method and much more. So today, instead of me chit-chatting with all of you about being unhealthy, I decided I need to bring one of the best, somebody that had gone through three near-death experiences and understands that. Also, understands that sometimes when that's what your life presents you with, you know, it's hard to keep people in your life in relationships. They take a look at you and they're like, whoa, wait a minute, dude, I didn't sign up for you to be sick. So that's not working for me. And off they go. They go into Neverland. And, you know, now I think about that and I say, yeah, it's kind of good they went off into Neverland. But, you know, when we're in the middle of it, Tracy, it doesn't feel so good, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's exactly why I call it to thank you, the body regeneration method, is because having to restore, repair your body, and you've gone there with illness or disease, it literally, it's a little bit of a process because you need to start to back out. And this is, I always say, I look at the body like a computer. You don't have a hard drive, you have a heart drive, because your heart drive is the key to unlocking a lot of the behaviors and the programming that we have, where your brain and your mind love to keep you safe. And when I started to look at all the patterns, I was sick, but I attracted people that were negative in my life, that spoke ill will in my life, because I was putting that out. And I realized I was putting that out because my brain and my mind are like, I'm going to keep you safe. You know how to deal in that dysfunction, so let's keep giving you more of it. Even though my brain was going to me in my mind, I'm having my own chat going, well, I don't want that. I don't like that. Why would I have that? But I didn't know any different. So the brain's keeping me safe. And basically, when the doctors are like, you're failing again and you're going to live with this, but we really can't do any more for you. That's when I was like, I really have to start to look at my body. What is it telling me? Yeah. Why is it telling me this? And what do I need to change? And that's the scary part for anybody, because now we have to be accountable to start to look at, what do I need to change? Like you were saying, people, places, things. And that can be hard because, again, the brain will interfere. Oh, don't do that. What will happen if they're not in your life? Who's going to be your friend? I don't know. If you leave that job, you know, there might not be another one. You might not have a pension. You see how the chatter gets in there?
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, you're talking to somebody who's been fired from every job she ever had. Okay. You know, I mean, there's a reason that you and I are self-employed, sister.
Yes. Right? Oh, there is. Right? Oh, that's 100%.
That's like, a really good reason. And, you know, yeah. Part of that is because we're in the workplace or we're in a job and we're different. We're different.
Yeah.
You know, we're
yeah.
thinking outside of the box. You know, people ask me, oh, we heard you say that about fire. You know, so like, what did you do, Pat? Like, what are some of the things you've done? And, you know, this relates to our body and what we hold in our body and what we're going to feel guilty about or what we're going to feel shameful about, all of that. But I will tell you, I did not get sick from being fired from any of those jobs. And here's why.
No.
I knew that in every scenario, I was doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the company didn't think I was doing the things right, but I did the right thing. You know, my hot dog job was like ridiculous, right? So I had the best hot dog stand selling them hot dogs. And you can imagine the lines would be like way down the block, right, for the hot dogs.
Wow.
But, you know, I knew everybody's name. And there's something to be said for being homeless. You learn some skills that you just never thought about, right?
100%.
Exactly. And so get fired from a job. Why? Because instead of giving people, you ever buy a hot dog from a hot dog cart, like when they're all fresh in that boiling water?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They're good.
They're good. But if they sit in there too long, they turn gray. So I would give the stray dogs the gray hot dogs and I wouldn't give them to the people. And my boss saw me one day and he said, I can't believe you just gave that dog that hot dog. And I said, honestly, that hot dog wasn't even fit for that dog. But here are the decisions we make in life. And this is what I'm going to ask you about. You know, when you look at the body, you were looking at the body like a computer. So I don't carry any guilt and shame from those things at all. I don't carry that.
No.
But clearly, when I got sick, I didn't know what I was carrying. Where do you begin with people to help them get a sense of what is driving their heart, whether their heart is crusted over, Benny, whether we are dealing with a whole bunch of crusted energy and frequencies. Where do you start, Tracy, with people to help them?
Yeah, it's interesting because when I start to actually look at the body, I have a way of tuning into it where it actually, the frequencies will come back. And sometimes, and it literally will start to tell me, I'll be like, oh, it's your job that's actually creating the issue, because, or it might be a romantic issue. But here's the thing. So it might be love, love of self. And so I ask the body first, and I train people how to actually tune into their own body to make these shifts. And I start to see where that energy is. And I'll say, this is the first one. Because a lot of times people don't know. So when your body is actually getting sick, or like you said, it's you're getting kicked out of jobs, you, me, because we weren't doing what we were supposed to be doing. So the body's like, hello, get out of here. You're not on your path. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. We knew there was we were being dissatisfied in those places at the time, because we're brought up with these programs that this is, you get a job and you pay your taxes, which is not life, that we follow that. So we get out. So the body will get sick a lot for that time. So normally I'll start to look at people and I'll ask them, that's the first thing I'll say, wow, this is, you can feel in the body energetically. If it's in the heart area, it's always usually something to do with family, or it's something to do with a romantic heartbreak, heartache. And 90% of the problems will go back to a frequency. Here, I want to do this example because I just got off the phone with this lady.
Yeah, let's do it.
She was having problems with attracting the right person into her life, like a romantic partner. And right away, the frequency that showed up, I said to her, you've been attracting men that you always have to take care of. You need to nurture. So you're constantly overdoing, over providing. But I said, where was the first person in your life, male, we all can know where this is going, but I wanted her to see it, where you had totally stopped giving to yourself, but you were overgiving for being, you know, received, and you started to overplease. She goes, my dad. Right away, I had to overgive to my dad, and then there was this really bad pattern that came. I said, I see it. I said, so the frequency is ping-ponging back and forth from you to your dad. So what she's sending out, which was making her, and she was telling me her heart was starting to feel lighter. It didn't have the pains in it that she had when we started, because we moved the frequency. I said, you're sending that. You're admitting that now. So you're getting men in your field that are just like your dad. She goes, oh my God, I never even thought about that. I said, look at all the over-nurturing you're doing, all this over-providing. And so as we shifted it, she said, I feel so much lighter. I said, but here is the key that people forget when they do energy work or they start to tune into their body. Now, when you're asking for something different, guess what happens? You're going to get different, but it's going to be so foreign to your body, you may start to turn it away because you don't know what it would be like. So I said to her, you're not going to know what it's like for that nurturing man. So now you got to use your intuition and make sure that you allow the new people to come in and test the waters, because if you don't know what that frequency is, you're going to push it away.
Yeah.
So you have to retrain them.
No, I totally get it. Right. I mean, it, and I can't believe you actually said ping pong back and forth. I can't believe
it does. Yeah. That.
I mean, that's kind of interesting. But you know, what you're talking about is that if somebody didn't tell you once upon a time that these things we put on our feet are called shoes.
Yeah.
Right. And somebody said to us, go put something on your feet. And you come back with socks. And you don't come back with shoes. And they look at you like, why don't you know that? It's the same scenario. There's no why didn't you know that. If you don't have an experience of something, yeah, you have to learn what that experience should feel like. And if you go through an entire life like you described of pattern after pattern after pattern of the same thing, right? It's just common sense that you wouldn't know. Now, I have to ask you this question because for me, I'm not my best judge of myself. I'm not the best judge of. And so I have people I go to say, what do you think about that? Am I right direction with this? Am I in right direction with that? And my thing is, I will stay way longer than I really should, for whatever reason that is. But from your perspective, we're talking about the frequency. See, I know what the frequency of staying too long feels like. I know what that feels like. What is it we look at when we're thinking about, you know, ourselves and using the computer as a metaphor, especially today with you and I having our computer issues.
yes.
How do we begin to identify a frequency that's something other than unhappy and unhealthy?
Yeah, normally, actually, when the frequencies aren't serving someone, you actually do start to get a little bit more restless in the body. I'll say to people that when we've moved a frequency out or something isn't serving in your body, a few things your body does. It'll get more frustrated. It'll get angry. It'll be impatient around people, places, or things. And it's how the body talks to you, because as you move out those, I call them viruses, like just like how you get those Trojan viruses in your computer, those patterns are viruses. But as you actually listen to the body, so you're like, that person is really irritating me. It's really bothering me. And a lot of people say, oh, I should stay there and figure it out. And I'm like, no, 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 no. You know what? There's places in lives where we love them. They're there for a reason. We let them go. So you, listening to the body, and then when people actually start to learn to communicate with their body, because we're not taught that as children. We're not taught what our body is telling us, to listen how it feels, to listen and understand what it is when you go into different environments. But when people start to learn this, they right away, they come back and they say to me, Tracy, I went into my work and I was like, that person always bothers me. They don't have to be part of my world because they make me sick. But what they do is I'm like, you are in charge of your atmosphere, your space. So push your energy out to them. Learn how to communicate to body. So I'm like, just ask them, what do they require? Very nicely, off you go. Do you know how many people come back to me and say, Tracy, I'm not as bothered. I'm not getting stomach aches anymore. And I'm listening to what my body tells me. And the frustration, or like you were saying, staying in something too long. I, as empaths, we usually all have that problem, right?
No kidding.
What is, yeah. And so I have a little saying, and I always say, people can say universe divine, but I always say, thank you, God, show me the truth about this. Show me truth about this person, place, or thing. And people, when they start using that every day, they're like, Tracy, I knew I had to leave. I just knew I had to leave. And I was scared out of my wits. But as soon as I did, everything else changed.
Absolutely. And miraculously, let's talk about this. When you say everything else changed. So for me, believe it or not, when we remove the thing, mm-hmm. and some of us have more than one thing.
Oh, 100%.
When we remove, let's just say the big thing. Yeah. When that big thing, let's say it's a person. When that yeah. big thing goes away, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how the body heals? And I'm not just yeah. talking about a person. Think about this. It could be a job. It could be a scenario. It could be something in your life. And then again, it could be something really physical, like mold, yeah. black mold, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
all the same. So once we remove it, isn't the body, like the body, miraculous?
Oh, it is. And the body, if we were trained to listen to the body a lot better, and this is why I love teaching people to understand what their body is because I had that same experience. So growing up in a very dysfunctional family and having all my illnesses that I was born with and all these sicknesses and all these diseases, I went from a dysfunctional home to a dysfunctional marriage. So two of the things I struggled with from very young of five was ulcers, diverticulitis, and irritable bowel. So that's three. But you can imagine, all of them, couldn't eat anything, manage it, whatever you have to do. As soon as leaving that home, that marriage, which again was not easy, it was all the judgments we had to remove. But when I moved, I started to do and learn energy work at that point. I was like, okay, I got to do something else because I have no more hope. The doctors are like, live with this. But I will tell you, so that was over 16 years ago. I did 2 to 3 energy sessions, not even around my stomach. And you know, to this day, I have never, ulcers went away, diverticulitis went away, irritable bowel went away. And what I did was I started to look at the patterns at that time too, of all of these relationships. And I always say to people, people kill people all the time. And as much as that sounds harsh, I don't mean it in that sense, but look at older couples that will stay together out of obligation. They don't like each other. I hear it all the time. Well, I hate him. He kills me. I hate her. They're bickering. Yet their health starts to go down because those words, that energy is hitting the body as they're speaking. Then all of a sudden they show up with all these ailments. And I have had couples in their 60s where finally they're like in 70s, they're like, I can't do this anymore. And they're brave because they're like, I'm ready to change. And they change. And they're like, Tracy, my health is like restored. My blood pressure's down. My stomach is good. And I'm like, yeah, because you removed the heavy energy. Because if one person isn't willing to change, then somebody has to be brave to change, or you're going to get more of that. The body's always telling you.
And I love what you said, because they're not always easy questions.
No.
But one of the things, too, I know in the work that you do and the courses you teach and your seminars, all of the above, is you really help us pinpoint, you know, frequencies at various levels. And what I mean by that is I went out last night. I play a sport. So I went out and I played the sport. And generally, where I am with that is I can play for 6 hours, really, without even blinking. But I get in the car and I'm driving back home and I call Linda. And Linda said, where are you? I said, I'm driving home from Everett. And she says, why? And I said, well, you know, I just didn't feel like playing. She says, why? And that question got me to think, why? Mm-hmm. Why didn't I stay doing something I loved? And what I realized is exactly what you talked about, but I couldn't pinpoint it.
Yeah.
You know, I carried with me from the day a scenario that was so uncomfortable for me, right? You know, it was something that I couldn't reconcile. There was an energy about this, you know, something at work. There was an energy about it that I didn't take care of. I didn't clean up. And I subconsciously brought it with me, right? And I didn't know it until I called Linda and she helped me reflect. How often do people come and work with you and find themselves in, and believe me, Tracy, you and I, we got a lot of tools in our toolkit.
Yes.
But even with those tools, I couldn't zoom in on it. And not only that, I mean, when I went to play, you know, my partner last night was like, hey, don't worry about it. You'll have better days. And I'm thinking, wow, like, how's my energy? So how do we help people, even when we can't detect this, how do we help people at least acknowledge that they are at a frequency that is not going to get them from unhappy to happy to like happy and healthy? How do we help them with that?
Well, a lot of times when they come to me or they show up, they just say, I don't know what it is, but something needs to change. And it is about community. It's also about having that support, like you say. I'll tell you, a lot of people say to me, I started this miraculous program. People say, why? I said, because 5 days a week, we're not only telling you what's happening, but shifting the energy. But this is what's happened with the Facebook group. What I love about them is they've gotten to know each other. They'll go on there and say, I have this issue pop up. I'll shift it for them. But they're helping each other. Did you look at it this way? Did you look at it that way? Oh my gosh, I did that. And it changed. My situation changed with my daughter. My situation changed in my health. I went there. And what people have gotten away from with technology is exactly that community you're talking about, because we're all perfect. Our journeys are perfect. Everybody needs to remember that. I'm so tired of this. I'm not perfect. Or you are perfect. We just are learning. I call it Earth School. We're learning. We're learning how to connect to the body. And so even if people can take a few minutes and just say, how do I feel about this? So how do you feel? I say to people, if you wake up in the morning and you feel great, you're like, this is wonderful. And then maybe you go to the work environment like you did, right? And you went, oh, I'm not feeling so good. Wait a minute. When I got up this morning, I felt really good. So what changed in my body? What changed in my atmosphere from the time I got home to the work? And where was it at that point? And we must have had a similar day yesterday, because that happened to me. I jumped on a call with other people I didn't know. And all of a sudden the energy, my whole energy just went flat. I'm like, whoa, this is not me. And then I saw it. I'm able to now know. So I was like, oh, that came from that person. I had to correct it. And then my energy went back up. But unless you're trained in that, you would just walk around feeling, oh my God, what happened? I'm so tired.
Exactly.
Or did I do something? Or are my hormones off? If I have to hear that one more time, I'm going to scream.
I take the gel. So my hormones are like perfect right now.
Me too.
But you know, part of that too is, and I want to get back to something before we go to break. One of the things you said, you're not just blowing smoke.
No,
you actually facilitate these monthly global online things, right? These online calls. Yeah. But then you also bring people together through body regeneration, right? How to take back your health. So, you know, you're here talking about this because you gather with people every month. So you've built a sense of community for people.
I gather with people. I have programs, whether I gather with people 5 days a week.
All right.
In the evenings, depending on how much they want, I'm teaching. We're starting a class on Wednesday online, and it's all about health ailments. What are the emotions that come into your health ailments? Why are they showing up that way? But we clear them for 8 hours. So it's 4 weeks, 2 hours each Wednesday. They get replays, but I'll tell you, we clear them. I have a woman, and I want to say that she came to me. She's diagnosed with a lot of not so good stuff, told it was going to be there forever. I'm not going to put that energy out there because she's come back. And she said to me, after we started in November, she's in the Miraculous program. She sent me last Friday on Instagram her health report on the first stage that she got back. She said, Tracy, never in my life has this been normal. I'm reading it. Everything's normal. She's over the moon. She's gotten rid of most of her medicine because she took the chance to say, what do I need to get rid of? What do I need to change in my life and make myself a priority? And that's what we do in these calls. We tell you, we show you, we let you answer questions. We let you partake. It's not just, oh, I'm going to just talk and shift. So people can partake as much or as little as they want. But when you get in that flow and that connection, it keeps you connected to your body. And I'm always telling you things you can look at in your body, and then we start to move it. And that's why we do a global online call. Because it's, you know what? People came to me and said, Tracy, I have a very hard time staying on my path. I have a very hard time staying connected. And that's why we create the programs. I call them God ideas, not good ideas, because when I get
they are God ideas.
Yeah, I download it and I'm like, okay, thank you, God. And that's when we implement. I don't do anything in my whole area unless I've heard first from that hand of God that that's where we're going. And I do not touch anything until I hear that.
Yeah. Everything, and I just want to say for God, everybody listening here, I want to be really clear about this. For me, I have a God of my understanding. You have a God of your understanding.
You got it.
Whatever that is, all we're saying right here, because I don't want you all to email me, because I'm going to start to talk in Hebrew here in a minute, and then you're all going to be scared. My Hindu table tennis partner, you don't want me to even attempt to talk to you in that. But here's what we're saying. Whatever you think it is, it ain't you.
You got it.
It just ain't you. Right.
Yeah.
So what we are saying is there's something we believe in. You call it power greater than yourself. You call it universal life force. Leslie used to call it life force energy. What's her face? My friend Dee Wallace calls it conscious creation. Call it whatever you want. What we're saying for me, it's thank you, God. It's thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you. Whatever that is, it's thank you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this body regeneration class, because I really want you to hear the fabulous work that Tracy is doing to help people transform their lives. I am telling you today, I cannot believe the things, Tracy, that have shown up for me now, right? You know, and I did a whole show on the gel, the Somaderm gel, mm-hmm. right? Did a whole show on that. And for those of you that are texting me right now, look, go to Genius HGH, but that's a whole nother show. You can look it up. But that showed up in my life. And I looked at it and I said, what the heck do I want that crazy stuff for? And my friend Lou says, Pat, just use it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when something has a vibration? Do we believe it's actually going to change our blood work? Do we believe that it can get rid of canker sores in your mouth? Do we believe that Tracy is teaching people, thousands of them all over the globe, that you can regenerate your body? When we come back, we're going to tell you how to find out more. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something very, very important. Why do so many of us, why have we felt broken? I'm just going to cry about this. I don't know if I could say this. Why have we felt broken when we're not? Why have we felt broken when we're not? And I've got something for you. But when we come back, we're going to tell you all about it. What's a website, Tracy? Give us a website if you don't mind.
TracyLClark.com. TracyLClark.com. And all my social media links are on there. And they can also download a free 18-minute audio clearing where I shift the energy and keep you on your little path. And we have a lot of great testimonials back from that as well. So
yeah. And for you, who are you? Ashley. Oh, my God, Benny. Ashley is asking me, Dr. Pat, are you going to ever do the crust busting wisdom circles? Ashley, where are you even looking for that? We took the crust busting website down till next month. Oh my God. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. My papa's son wandering out a smoking gun.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away.
Huh. Oh my, Benny, who is that?
That would be Steve Earle.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Benny.
Oh, rock classic, I should say.
Thank you for the rock classic. So, if any of you missed, I mentioned Janis Joplin, right? I mentioned the 50th anniversary of Janis Joplin. So we're actually going to be doing a tribute, right, to her, because I shared that I went to her last concert and I posted on Facebook the tickets from it, right? And so we were talking about that, talking about rock. So ever since I talked about that, I am getting so many images and emails of Janis Joplin. Now, you want to talk about a frequency. We can do a whole show on that, right? Look, today what we're talking about is unhealthy, unhappy. Raise your hand if anybody out there has gotten experience with that, right? Go ahead. Raise your hand if you don't want that to be the truth of who you are. Okay, there we go. And that's why we're doing the show today. Can you take a minute, because I've got a request, to tell people a bit about the Body Regeneration online class?
Yeah, Absolutely. So the Body Regeneration online class is, they're always running, they run in 4 weeks. So it's every Wednesday from 7 to 9 Eastern time. And basically in those 2 hours, there's a different topic always running. So the one that starts on Wednesdays around health, health issues, understanding what your body's telling you. I give you practical tools that you can use as well while we're shifting the energy to not only explain why those ailments are coming up for you or your loved ones, but to give you practical tools that you can use in your everyday life. Because you and I know that you're not going to go out there and you're having an issue, say, lay down on the floor in the middle of work and let me just, you know, so it doesn't work that way. We're in new times, guys, and new energies, new way of doing things. So practical tools. And so it's allowing them to understand what needs to happen, what needs to shift, what's going on in the body, and then aligning the systems as well to where your next steps are and your next action. So those tools always can go with you. They can be used with you. And I just want to say, I just finished a 4-week one on finances and the body. And we have had testimony. Yeah. And four weeks heavy. Some people were emailing after going, oh my God, I felt so sick after that call. Cause you know, you're getting into your relationship with finances, your patterning, your health. But we had so many testimonials of people saying, I got money out of nowhere, just, you know, or my parents called me, they're paying all this money back. I got all these new clients and now I'm having $3,000-$4,000 I didn't even expect I was going to have. So their frequencies change. So what we focus on in all the classes are all around your frequencies, giving you tools and starting to move out. And one of the things I'm so excited about this class is we have had so many testimonials. I always say, thank you, God. So it's spirit doing it. But a woman, she called into my radio show and she was saying that after one time of working, she doesn't use her cane anymore. She'd be using it. And her doctor's like, your blood is moving. Your blood is changing. So these are real practical tools of understanding to the root of why did it show up? What is the pattern? And how can we get rid of it? So they're not, you do not require any previous training, any of these courses. You don't require to have to understand any modalities. If you have them, that's great. We'll give you tools that will work with what you know, because I'm all about you connecting direct. I say to you, whatever your CEO is, which is faith, something bigger than you, whatever that is. I always say it's trust, no belief. There's something out there bigger than you, however you want to call it. Like you said before the break, it is all perfect. And so teaching you how you can mold, listen to what your body is so you can get the results you're looking for. Because you and I know, we've both been there, when your health is in the toilet, you life is not flowing. So it's really about getting people back in touch and understanding. And they do, they walk away and they tell me like, wow, this has changed. Like I get lists all the time. They can see them on my website. They can see them on the radio. They can see them everywhere. The testimonials of people that do keep writing in. Because it's a miraculous, like the lady who, her blood, she was supposed to even have a thyroid operation. She doesn't need it. And you and I know how important it is to keep your thyroid.
Yeah.
So everybody's different. Everybody changes at different paces and your body has to be willing. But we just say, you know what? I got to a point where if I didn't try something different, I wasn't going to be here again.
Yeah. I mean, neither was I. And, you know, all of that really is you and I both show up and do the things we do because we know that we are not alone in isolated experiences of life. And so we're passionate about sharing what we learn, sharing tools, whatever that is with people. Yeah. But let me ask you this question. It gets back to what we were talking about. I know you've experienced, I know I have felt this way. Why have so many of us felt broken in life? It doesn't matter what the situation is. Yeah. And by the way, it doesn't have to be some grandiose thing. No. We could feel broken over something that happens in our day, right? Why is 100%. That? What are we experiencing?
It's funny. It chills when you bring that up because this is the one thing that I just really want people to understand and impart that information. It's because the way our, so you've heard of programming. Everybody knows programming. TVs are programming, right? Everything's a program. So we pick up. So your body is running programs all the time. So what happens is, especially now with social media, it's worse because there's a thought process out there that if I'm happy, I got to be the person that's like, yeah, look at me go all day long. To me, that's not happiness. Like an extraordinary life to me is I'm healthy. I have beautiful people in my life. I have my little valleys. That's normal. We are human beings. You're going to have a valley. And you can come out of it quicker, right? So ease. There's a lot more ease when things happen. And so we're programmed that if you're not, there's all these spirits of competition and comparison that go on. So all of a sudden, if you have that space where you don't feel you've measured up, which is only within yourself, then you start to feel broken. You start to feel like I'm not measuring up, but there's something else that happened. I see it in the spiritual community. I've seen it for a lot of times, and I want to set this right. And I'm sorry if I ruffle some feathers. I don't know how many people come to me and say, well, I went and saw this person. She said I was really needing to be fixed. I'm like, you don't need to be fixed. All we're doing is, I always say, it's time for people to understand we're just creating and bringing out more of the amazingness of who you are. So like in my last workshop, they were all yelling, I'm awesome, because they felt it. And I said, we're just expanding more of what's already incredible inside you. You just didn't know it was there. There's nothing broken, but these programs, and you know, the other place it comes from is medical. And I, you know, but they're like, that won't be fixed. You're not going to heal. That can't get better. And in some cases that is truth. I'm not saying it's not, but what I'm saying is we have so much programming that, okay, you didn't get the best mark, so now you're not very smart, so now there's something wrong with you. Well, I was not the best kid in school because I didn't like school. I didn't function that way. Only to find out, oh, I have a high IQ. The whole time I'm telling myself something's wrong with me. I'm stupid because I can't do these tests. No, I just wasn't in the right environment. So that's where we start to pick up. If we don't fit in an environment, then something's wrong with it. And the other place, guys, it comes from is all of the other areas where let's go sit there and talk about our problems every week, and we're just going to talk about them over and over. There's not a solution. So you're still broken because that problem's still there. It's not true. It's not true. It just means you got to do something different. That's it. Yeah.
And let's talk about that. And, you know, I'd like to go ahead and skip the break if we could, Benny Carter. And one of the things I want to talk about is learning some tools, because you and I share that education story, right? You know, for me, struggled most of my life in school, right? Up until I went back to school after losing my job in a graduate program. 13 years took me to get my undergraduate degree at night. And it wasn't because I wasn't smart or I couldn't put two numbers together. It was because I don't learn the same as other people. Mm-hmm. So anything and everything took me 2, 3, 4 times longer, because I found out later in our language, I was called learning different. Now, we used to be called disabled. They used to say, you got disability with that learning thing, Pat. But when I got to graduate program, and then even my doctorate program, which I almost flunked out of in the first year in statistics, because those formulas never made sense to me, I discovered something interesting. So one of my faculty members said to me, you know, you really have a hard time with some stuff, but you don't have a hard time at all with concepts and process and thesis development. And so she's talking to me and I don't even have a clue about what she's saying. So basically what happens is we lock on to that negative thing somebody says. And even when somebody else tries to say to us, yeah, that thing, that's actually a gift, we can't hear it. So what are the tools, right? Energetic tools that you've discovered to help us shift our realities? Because even when people are like, dude, right? I know that class was really hard for you, but conceptually, you're masterful at thesis and theory and concepts. And you're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, and that's also too, I want to add on to there, because being like you is, and the scientist has found this a lot of point, I believe the systems will change, is that school hasn't changed. The school system hasn't changed since the 1800s, basically. They're still teaching the same way, but most people learn by doing. They don't learn by sitting there memorizing. So it's great, you're a great memorizer, but you actually can't do anything else. So, and that is only like 2% of the population. So we're not teaching to the general population, which is like you and I, by doing, and how we all learn differently, right? And so people have to start to understand that and be, I always say, to not be so hard on self, because there are perfect places where we fit. But I have this great tool, and I've been giving it to my clients forever, and I want to give it to the listeners, and they can go on my YouTube. It's called The Simple Tool. It's right there.
What's your YouTube? We need to know how to what your YouTube is.
They just have to type in Tracy L. Clark, the Body Whisperer. That's it, and it'll come right up. Yep. And the simple tool, which I love, and I always say, and you can change it to universe, divine, whatever you want. I'm going to say, thank you, God. It's just how I speak. No right, no wrong. And it's always, so your heart is your heart drive. And if people start to understand, no matter what you're doing in life, you have, we were saying this earlier, your brain and your mind. I always put it to the right side because so people can understand this. The brain and the mind is, we know, scientifically proven, keeps you safe. We said this at the top of the hour. So if you tap the heart drive, and people, I'm going to tell you the testimonials from this. If you're feeling frustrated, anxious, I don't fit, I don't understand what direction I should take, I need clarity. You need to get a little bit of, I call it a blip in the quantum field. So by tapping the heart drive, I say, thank you, God, release, let go. You do it three times. Thank you, God, release, let go. Thank you, God, release, let go. You can say, thank you, universe, release, let go. Doesn't matter, whatever works for you. So, but what that does is it allows this little bit of space to come between the brain, the mind, and the body and your connection. So it's like a triad. When you say release, let go, you're actually bringing up patterns and letting go of blocks, resistance, and hesitations out of the field. And I want to give you a great testimony on how this works because I just got it in my box literally yesterday. We have a lady that started using this tool. She didn't even know her kids were using the tool at school and they were anxious at school. She was away with her husband in Mexico and they went, who does not understand, why would I do that? Why would I do that, right? But he knows she's really changed her life and she likes it. He got stuck in those caves, you know, where he started to panic. He started to get anxiety, started to get that claustrophobia, all that going on. She said, do this tool, look at me and breathe and we can go and enjoy the rest of our adventure. No. And her daughter turned and said, Dad, use the tool. It works. I use it at school all the time and I'm not anxious. And she didn't know she was using it. He used the tool three times. Guess what happened for the rest of their day? He made it through the caves. He calmed right down. They had a beautiful family vacation. And she goes, he looked at me and said, what just happened? How did that work? And she's like, don't understand how. I say, people, you don't know how your cell phone works. How can you and I have this conversation? We don't know. We don't care all the way the technology. We just know that the producers can get us together and we can have fun. So it works. This tool works. It's so simple. And these are the tools I like to give. I have people that by doing that, they said they've been anxious. They're like going, how can I fit into this meeting? My thoughts are jumbling. They said they'll walk down the street. They won't even do it physically. They'll do it in their brain. And they're like, Tracy, I'm calm. I walked into my meeting and I was clear. I knew what I needed to say. So it's just, it gives you this little space, we say in the quantum field, but it brings it back and you can make decisions quicker. You can start to see where you fit. And even like we were saying with school, you'd be like, I just don't learn that way. And that's okay. I'm not broken. I don't learn that way. I just learn a different way. And it allows you to let go of those thought patterns because your heart drive, that's your mainframe of your whole body. Like you can't function if you take your heart out. You can't function if you even have a sliver of your heart out. You're done. But yeah. Everything in the frequency comes from the heart, not our brain. It's our heart.
Yeah. So, and what you're talking about, I just want to say this, right? Because I just got another message. I did talk about this yesterday in the context of one of our news segments, good news segments. And one of the things that we now know from the latest report that's come out, all of the reports, by the way, Tracy, is that what we have now is one of the highest rates of anxiety and stress and depression in teenagers 100%. Ever.
100%. Ever. You know how many teenagers with families that I work with, this is why like even the families in the Miraculous program, they get all this for their kids. It's a family program. It's not a one person program. They are telling me their kids, like this lady who said she didn't know her child was using it. She's like, it works. I am not feeling anxious because that's what happens with anxiety. And you know this, especially with our teens, there's so much changing so quickly. They don't know where they're going. They don't know where they fit. They don't know how this reality looks for them. But most of them are so intuitive and naturally empathic, they're not trained to listen to their bodies. And when they start to do this, they can feel calm. Okay, there is a place for me. It may not, because our old systems are crashing, they're leaving now. New systems are coming in, and these children are part of the new system. So try to tell someone, oh, well, comprehend what that job's going to look like, when you and I know half those jobs aren't even going to be around anymore. No different than look at all the jobs. Did you know when you grew up? I didn't know you could be a YouTube star one day. So there's a job that now you've got YouTube star, but these young kids are YouTube stars, right? And they're figuring it out. I don't know how to use half that technology. I'm still learning. But that's my age because, you know, I'm doing pretty good. But again, that job, you're not going to go to university and know it's there. So a child that feels like, I'm feeling anxious because something's coming, it's changing, I can't see it, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, and I don't know how to put it into words. And
well, last night, I mean, if you were watching these news stations interview the candidates that are running. So I think last night was Cory Booker. And so they're down in like my family's, one of my family states, South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. And so they've got the women and they're asking them questions. One woman, and she could hardly get the question out. And she says to him, you know, what are you going to do about this? Every day my child goes to school in South Carolina. Every day my child goes through school. And now they're putting these children through these drills of what do you do when somebody enters with gun?
Yeah.
How do you hide under the table? Yeah. And see, she's explaining this and she's crying. And, you know, all I'm thinking is, you know, this is like my family's roots. All I'm thinking is all y'all from South Carolina, please get educated. For the 21st year in the row, South Carolina is the sixth deadliest state for women, men killing women. And so these questions came up and you cannot help but feel her anxiety. But this is really, we have to give kids and adults the tools you're talking about, because I don't know if I were a parent today, I would need all of your classes, all of the tools.
Well, because here's the thing, right? When they start to use them, their intuition goes up. And we're not taught about even these kids how to use their intuition. I can't tell you how many kids I've worked with when we actually use these tools and their families are there. And then all of a sudden they're using their intuition. And I have had, this is a great story where teenagers always go and get in trouble. Taught this one young man how to do all of this. And with the family, they did the work. He started to use his intuition. Big party, went to the party. And he said, I've never had this urge. It came over me so strong, I had to leave. He left, saved his life. Literally, the crap that unfolded, the way the cops, the breaking out, the fighting. He goes, something in me, I've never felt it. Chills is, he was like, it just came out. I hear this from kids all the time. So they're like, I don't know what it is. I just can't go to school today. And their parents are with them saying, okay,
don't
let's look at it. Don't go. And there's not a pressure. And they're actively still involved in their life. So they're not using it as, oh, I just want to pass to get out of school. It's not like that. But when they use the tool, what happens is they start to become more aware of their surroundings, what they're feeling. They're like, no, let's go this way. No, let's do this. And they're always reporting back in how that is lowering, because what's happening when you're going through drills like that, what are they doing? They're implanting fear, more fear, more fear. And I'm not saying it's not realistic, but if you're at least in tune, you'll be able to go, I can't go there today. Or well, we're not going to be there today.
Well, what you're saying though, and that's probably, we'll save it for another show, but here's what you're saying. I don't know about you. Have you ever tried to learn something when you are totally stressed out? I mean, it's hard enough to retain when you're not.
Yeah.
Now, here we're trying to teach these children what to do and how to do it. And we're putting them through an actual drill of somebody coming in with a machine gun. And I'm thinking to myself, there better be an on-site energy worker, a therapist. But that's really what we're talking about. The work that you do when we're talking about body regeneration, what we're talking about is we're talking about giving ourselves some tools, not just to handle that kind of stress, but even if you're not stressed, how do you achieve and attract what you want in life? And that's what you do, Tracy. Thank you for today. Awesome show. One last question. Please give out your website. Tell us about the class. And what would you like to leave us with today?
TracyLClark.com. The Body Regeneration class is a global online call on Tuesday, and the Body Regeneration online starts on Wednesday. You can check it all out on the website, TracyLClark.com. And if I could leave something for the listeners, and I just want to thank that hand of God of just strengthening everyone to understand when you're not broken, to see that you have the power to change, you have the ability to change, And all it means is you saying, I am enough priority in my life, no matter how silly something else sounds, but my life isn't working. I'm ready to make myself first. And by doing that little action step, watch how many synchronicities and how many things will start to show up in your life so that change can start. And then you reclaim your life. It's time to reclaim your life because you're in charge of your life. Nobody else. Nobody else.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. Tracy O'Clark, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Carter. And especially thank you to all of you out there that literally keeps us inspired to do what we do. Thank you, everybody. Another hour coming right up. We'll see you next time.